Ko taku hoa I nāianei ko Nona Peltier, who's here to talk business. But first, hey Nona, shame those Canadians beat the Kiwi women to the gold in the rowing.
It's a great day for Kiwis everywhere. Come on.
Kiwis.
That's right, Canadian Kiwis. Yeah, perfect day. Absolutely awesome.
Nona Peltier, our unofficial Olympic commentator. Let's move on to business news.
Well, before we do, I think you might want to know what these gold medals are actually worth.
Okay, do tell
us. Well, priceless for one, but if you actually want to measure it out and how much gold costs, we did a bit of study and we discovered that they're not exactly 100% gold. They are gold-plated.
Yeah.
6 grams of gold, pure gold, covering 100% silver. And just so you know, the price of gold today was $1,827 US dollars an ounce. 6 grams, I did the math, that's about $354 over that lovely silver. Commodity price of that, $25.57 US.
Hey, so I've got it clear in my head. It's sort of like an ice cream sandwich. So the inside is solid silver.
Yes.
And then the gold goes over the top.
6 grams.
Mm. Wow,
love it, Nona.
Hey, let's talk about consumer optimism then. So it's riding high, is it?
Is it ever? And it's mostly because of housing. You know, we're a house rich. If you happen to own a home, you're going to be really happy with your situation because those prices just keep going up and up. Anyway, that is one of the reasons why consumers are feeling very bullish and about they're super happy about their outlook. They're thinking, what, 25% think it's a good time to buy a household appliance, and that's an increase of 2 points. And as well, the confidence is holding steady at 113 points. There seems to be no reason in the world why they're worried about things, even though they are now considering that inflation is something they're going to have to live with and that prices are going to go up, and they're accepting that. So expect inflation to go up.
And on that note, a British economist expects global supply constraints to, well, do exactly that, continue to push inflation up.
In ways and in size, we haven't seen. A lot of people probably haven't been around since the early 70s when we had an oil shock. And that's about the kind of inflation we might expect to see now because of the constraints on supply. Back in the 70s, there was a shortage of oil that drove up all sorts of prices because people couldn't, they couldn't even drive to work on some days. So anyways, this fella, his name is Andrew Hunt. He's a British-based economist, but he consults here in New Zealand regularly, and he was speaking at a seminar this morning by Nikko Asset Management, and he said Korean export prices are rising at their fastest rate since the 1970s, and he said Asian price exports are faster than they have been in 25 years, and he says these supply constraints will likely persist into 2033, and this is what he had to say.
We're not seeing a big rise in global industrial production because we just can't do it. Inventory ratios have crashed. Particularly in places like the United States. US small companies are saying they're shorter of inventories than they've been at any time in their entire history. Trucking volumes have fallen. I mentioned New Zealand shipping, German orders relative to production. Pretty much everything you look at says that the supply side of the world can't keep up with demand.
Yes, and so that's Andrew Hunt. And what he's saying is that the New Zealand economy is doing quite well, and that's because of the way we've been managing COVID. He said we'll probably be resilient to some of these global supply chain constraints. However, that our economy is likely to grow, and we're going to likely see interest rates to rise, certainly by the end of, well, certainly early next year.
Okay, let's dive into the market numbers.
Yeah, well, you know, yesterday we had an increase of 1%, 134 points, and today we had a drop of 1%, 134 points, back down to 12,595, and that's because of just what we talked about, the inflation concerns in Asia and so on, and then just the concerns about the rising level of COVID infections going on. The New Zealand dollar, though, it was steady at 70 US cents, 94.8 Australian, and 50 points.